critical week. Critical week for all kinds of things. The dollar's crashing. You've got to start thinking and praying, praying that God will tell you what you should do. But one thing we know for sure, you need to go to truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org, and get all the information you need about calling again on these hate crime bills this week. Thursday is the vote. If Thursday is the vote and we lose, folks, we're going to be in a whole different way of resisting tyrants and traitors in our government. Let's go right back to Ernie. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Essentially, what you have been talking about to a certain extent is the why Americans are not picking up on what's really been going on. We have there is a writer by the name of Nikki Rapaina, R-A-A-P-A-N-A, on NewsWithViews.com. She wrote a very interesting article on NewsWithViews.com on April 28th discussing the concept called communitarianism.
Oh, yeah.
Where the where we're heading under this globalist world, one world government agenda, it's a step-by-step process where the individual is submerged versus the community. Local governments, state governments, they will make decisions and promise to protect the individual, but slowly individual rights are being undermined by the community concept, private public partnerships, government sustainability, UNESCO. These where basically citizens have not been told that this open borders and sustainable development and exporting democratic freedom and enforcing the global common good is what they're after. And essentially what they're doing is they're stripping away our individual rights a step at a time. And people don't understand that. They believe that the common good, the politicians and the globalists suggest that the common good is more important than the individual rights, inherent God-given individual rights, you were talking about private property rights. We see this rush for increased eminent domain, the NAFTA superhighway system, millions of Texans being affected by these eminent domain actions. The individual is being undermined, not so much even by the public good in the NAFTA superhighway system concept, but by private interest. And with the promise, there'll be a greater revenue, more jobs, to benefiting the community over the individual. We must stand up for the individual, our individual God-given rights. And if we do not do that, we will be under a world socialist communistic system.
Very good. Well put, Ernie.
And one last comment,
yes,
which really gets my goal. 1993-94, we were promised by both the Republicans and the Democrats, President Clinton at the time, that NAFTA would do so much for the middle class.
Yeah.
Well, look at it. Our current account deficit is almost $900 billion this year alone. They have bankrupted this country. We have lost middle-class jobs. Under the manipulation, disinformation, and both major political parties are responsible for this. And yet the American people don't hold these elective representatives accountable.
Yes. Ernie, what do you think about our lineup of globalists that are on the Republican and Democratic ticket that are going to save us here for president, these globalists? Every one of them's a globalist, and every one of them's a traitor to this country running for president, except Ron Paul.
Except Ron Paul and possibly our former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore.
Oh, yes? Is he running now?
Oh, he's running. He's an announced candidate, too.
Okay.
But I don't know if Mr. Gilmore has the understanding, and I'd like to see his views on President Bush's amnesty program that the Democrats are also backing.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you still with us? No, Ernie took off. Okay.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're here, Ernie? Good.
Yes.
Well, listen, finish up your last remark because we got caught at the top of the hour there, and it was important what you were saying. Go right ahead.
Okay. What I was talking about, in addition to Ron Paul, and I doubt very seriously he'll be the Republican candidate, presidential candidate, and perhaps he'll be the Constitutional Party nominee. But there is another Republican candidate, the former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, who is a conservative and I believe a patriotic American, but I do not know his full views on amnesty, this guest worker activity in Virginia. To my knowledge, only Congressman Goode of the 5th Congressional District, who's been most outspoken and in writing with resolutions opposing the NAFTA superhighway system and the North American Union. But what I'd like to see is a candidate who stands up for America, for fair trade, not free trade, for tariffs to protect American jobs, also to secure our borders and to enforce our existing immigration laws and to pardon federal border security agents Ramos and Campion. It is a travesty as to what has happened to them and other border security agents. And thank you today for another outstanding program, Jack.
Hey, thank you, Ernie, very much, brother. God bless you now. Thanks so much for your activism. Folks, that's what's going to take America back. I know you get tired of me saying that, but I mean it, folks. Ernie and others of you out there that are activists doing what you're doing, trying to awaken people, is what's taking our nation back from these very evil criminals and traitors in our government today. Okay, let's see now. I don't, let me look back up here.
John from Tennessee.
Okay, John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, thanks again. I know I call a lot. I sure enjoy listening to Ernie. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, John.
Okay, well, what I wanted to do, Jack, was, you know, it's about 2 weeks since this Virginia Tech killing.
Uh-huh.
And it's out of the news, Jack. So apparently people have bought it, hook, line, and sinker. The people that perpetrated it are content with the reaction that they got. And they've shelved it because it's really quiet. Well, I've been doing a little thinking about it, Jack, and the number 33, does that mean anything in particular to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, that when,
yeah,
when I realized,
strange, isn't it? Yeah.
When I realized the number 33, whatever doubt I may have had, it disappeared, Jack. To me, it's a clear indication of who was involved in it.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I guess what I've told others is a 23-year-old kid, however old he was, even if he had a completely captive audience, was very accurate. It was as if he had had training in proper use of firearms. Now, I'll leave that be.
Yes.
One of the main reasons I called, Jack, have you heard anything about the Alabama Freeman this week?
The Alabama Freeman?
Yes, sir.
No, I have not.
Well, I was in Alabama the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I was down around Birmingham, and I guess in northeastern Alabama, the local authorities arrested six men that were calling themselves the Alabama Freeman.
They arrested them for calling themselves that?
No, they arrested them supposedly, Jack, and since I wasn't there, I'm going to have to just say what the news media said down there. They had 120-some hand grenades and rocket launchers and automatic weapons and a trailer full of ammunition. Now, you know, it's really sad that our nation has come to the point where I have to question whether or not the news media or whether or not the sheriff's department, because of their involvement in this globalist agenda, are actually telling us the truth. It's really sad.
That is the sad part about it, brother. That's the sad part about it, that we can't believe anything we hear coming from our government today.
Well, you know, when I was a young guy, if the police told you something, you know, you could pretty much take their word for it. And I'm sure
that's true.
The type of officer you were in Phoenix, where a cop looked like a cop. Now a cop looks like he needs to be behind enemy lines somewhere. Pants are bloused and his boots are, you know, he looks like something out of a Rambo movie.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe you'd heard something about it and you might be able to inform us.
No, I haven't. I heard on the news that just in passing that they had busted some guys with hand grenades and so forth, but I wasn't really in the room to hear the report.
Well, it hasn't made any of the media, and I'm one state north. I'm in Tennessee.
Are you? Yeah.
There's been no mention of it in Tennessee. It's in the Birmingham and the Huntsville media.
Uh-huh.
The radio stations down there are having a field day with it. People, ex-military folks, Jack, are calling in talking about the need for increased gun control. It's mind-boggling.
Wow. Well, this is, I believe it's all staged, brother, and I do know over my years, I do know that in Alabama a number of years ago, the government went in and planted explosive devices in the homes of people and arrested them there and prosecuted them, put them in prison for years. My girlfriend a Jewish a lawyer took their case pro bono and actually used her credit card, stacked up charges on her credit card to try to support them because she knew that it was phony, and she lost that case, and they went to jail for years, and it just absolutely broke her heart. She ended up with a bunch of credit card bills trying to save them from going to prison, but she knew that the government had planted these bombs. So when I hear reports like that on the news, brother, where this group was found with so many hand grenades and all this, it is just sad, brother, that we can't believe what we hear anymore, can we?
Well, you and I can't, and there's many that listen to RBN that can't. But, Jack, there's a whole state of Alabama.
Oh, yes.
Probably 95% of the people in this country that believe everything that their government tells them.
That's right.
They have right. No understanding. And I'm not a brilliant person, but they have no understanding of what the real game is, the real agenda. I used to call it a hidden agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call it a grand illusion. I used to call it a lot of things.
Yeah.
But they're to the point now, Jack, where they don't care who knows it.
No.
They're going to hide it in plain sight because it's so outrageous. Their intentions, and their true intentions, are so outrageous that when they lay them out on the table for everyone to see, the majority of people aren't going to believe what their eyes and their ears are telling them. They're just not going to believe that their government is capable of such tremendous evil.
Well,
they're going
to believe it soon. If we don't win this battle soon, they're going to believe it soon. Once we're under a totalitarian martial law situation, they're going to believe it because it's going to be real right in their own homes.
Well, once again, Jack, let me leave you with two books. And whoever, anybody that can hear my voice, please take the time to pick the books up. You can, and in fact, one of them you can read online. Yeah, one is the What God Hath Wrought, or What Hath God Wrought, by Dr. Bennett, his name escapes, but it is What Hath God Wrought. The other one is The Character Claims and Practical Workings of Freemasonry by Charles Finney, a 19th century evangelist, an ex-Freemason, that with the greatest amount of love that I've ever seen written in a book, had made an attempt to expose Freemasonry to Masons of lower levels and degrees.
That name again, brother. I want to look that one up. What's the name of that book?
Well, it's Charles Finney. The name of the book is The Character Claims and Practical Workings of Freemasonry.
I'm losing you. The what?
The character claims and practical workings of Freemasonry. He was an upper level Mason that was born again, repudiated Freemasonry, and then set about to enlighten Masons to it. And he done it with a great deal of love.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother, very much.
All right.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate
that
the show, Jack, and Ernie, keep it up. You teach me something every time I listen to you.
Yes, amen to that.
Okay. All right.
Lord bless you, brother. Take care now. All right. Yeah, good calls today, folks, good calls. I wanted to share something with you that Ernie brought to mind when he called in, and I just want to share this with you. And keep it before you, folks. Keep this in your mind. Every time you hear the word democracy, here's a note here in a report. It says, U.S. Communist Charles E. Marion, and that's M-E-R-R-I-A-N, like in Nancy, said his mentor was fellow communist Franklin Delano Roosevelt. His destructive communist efforts were financed by Rockefeller and Spelman funds. Charles Marion's political philosophy was delivered by a slow tragedy. I'll be right back. Thank you.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Something with you now that Ernie brought to mind. Very important things that Ernie told us today. Oh, by the way, before I get back into Charles Marion here, the U.S. communist that coined the phrase democracy as a disguise for global communism, okay, before I get back into that, let me open up the phone lines here, giving out the number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, let's get back to Charles Merriam, U.S. communist. He says his philosophy was that the U.S. could be delivered to communism by slow and gradual movements. He instructed on how to implement adverse changes in the U.S. constitutional system and bring forth communism on the coattails of the Constitution itself. Merriam advocated using the word democracy to disguise and facilitate the movement into global communism. And this is what they've done, folks, ever since. When you heard the word democracy coming out of the voice of the president, who's an international globalist, he's talking about global communism, is what he's talking about. We're bringing democracy to Iraq. We're about to bring democracy to Iran, too. But anyway, here we go. It says, this is what these communists have accomplished in America and our U.S. neocon Republican fascists and neocon democratic socialists are doing in the Middle East at this time, bringing all those evil Arabs, and I have evil in quotation marks there, under totalitarian control of the international neocon communists by way of bringing them wonderful democracy, actually communism, controlled forever by the international communist criminal New World Order elite. Okay, that's what's going on, folks, and Ernie made me think about that. Oh, Charles Marion, Charles E. Marion's worth looking up on the web, folks. Read about his, he's the one that coined the word democracy to disguise global communism, which is the system they're setting up, folks. Now, how do we know this? Well, for many years, the U.S. Socialist Communist candidate proclaimed, and I quote, and this was Norman Thomas, by the way, Norman Thomas, who ran on the socialist ticket, he was a communist, but he ran on the socialist ticket for president for decades here in the United States. He said, the American people will never unknowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened, unquote. We have liberalism, socialism, today, folks, in a democracy, a communist system here in the United States. Norman Thomas, the same guy that ran for the socialist presidential candidate for decades, and Gus Hall, you might remember, who ran as a U.S. Communist Party candidate for over four decades, that's Gus Hall, both quit American politics in 1970. Agreeing that the Republican and Democratic parties, by 1970, had adopted every single plank of the Communist Socialist parties, and they no longer had an alternative party platform to run on. Folks, check the list of the 45 communist goals listed by top constitutional scholar Dr. Cleon Skousen in his book, The Naked Communist. He has 45 goals that the communists have used in America and other nations to bring a nation under communist leadership in a communist system. The Naked Communist is the book to check. And it may very well today be on the Internet. That book might be on the Internet, but I'd definitely get a copy of that book. These 45 goals of the communists in taking over a free nation can also be found in the Congressional Record of January 10, 1963, at Appendix A34 to A35. Once again, Congressional Record of January 10, 1963, at Appendix A34 to A35. You might very well be able to find that on the web. Congressional Record, January 10, 1963. 45 communist goals for taking over a free nation. These goals must be installed in a nation to make that nation a communist nation. Guess, folks, how many communist goals of these 45 we have allowed to be installed in the good old USA? Well, approximately 40 are already of the 45 goals are totally installed here. Several more are almost totally installed in our system, and only one is not installed at this time, but they're working night and day on our criminal globalist leaders are using their clear eyes assassins in an all-out effort to take away the American people's guns. Isn't it wonderful to live in a democracy? What happened to the Republic? Next question. Be right back. More of the office. Right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
In Canada on my screen, and I can't refresh it. I keep pushing the button, and so I don't know if I have any more callers or not. Ken?
I don't have any callers right now.
Okay, good deal. All right. I don't know what's happening. Each week this thing works, Ken, but today it's not working, so I don't know what's happening. But I do like to see the callers when they do call in on the screen there.
I'll let you know in your ear right when they call.
All right, very good. Okay, he'll let me know. Yes, folks, call in if you'd like to, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to go to a great American man who was a communist, a dues-paying member of the Communist Party back in 1939. Actually, he was a member for over 3 years, very deeply involved in the Communist Party USA. And he wrote a book, folks, that all Americans should read, especially today, because we have psychopoliticians, and this is your many of your psychiatrists and psychologists that are psychopolitics. And he, Kenneth Goff, wrote a book called The Synthesis of the Russian Textbook on Psychopolitics, which was a communist system installed in America here. He says, and here's Kenneth Goff speaking himself after he became an American and began to realize that he didn't want to help destroy America. And he testified at the Un-American Activities Committee meeting in Washington, D.C. But let me share his words, his own words, with you here. He says, psychopolitics is the art of and science of asserting and maintaining dominion over the thoughts and loyalties of individuals, officers, bureaus, and the masses, and the effecting of the conquest of an enemy nation through mental healing. Pick up on that word, folks, mental healing. This is the same guys, these psychopoliticians that are handling the creation of you and me into a clear-eyed assassin or bomber through mental healing, okay? And that's what we believe, very strongly believe today, after 2 weeks, that this guy Cho was that killed those 32 students, that he was a clear-eyed assassin. But Kenneth Goff goes on. By the way, Kenneth Goff was poisoned to death after he came out against the communists here in this country. So he lost his life, and I think he's a great American. And that we do appreciate the legacy that he left us with his book, The Synthesis of the Russian Textbook on Psychopolitics. His last name is spelled G-O-F-F, by the way. Here's what he had to say. On May 2nd, 1936 to October 10, 1939, I was a dues-paying member of the Communist Party operating under my own name, Kenneth Goff. And also, though, I had an alias named John Keats, K-E-A-T-S. And in 1939, I voluntarily appeared, that's after 3 years in the Communist Party, appeared before the Un-American Activities Committee in Washington, D.C., which was chairmaned at the time by Martin Dies, D-I-E-S. And my testimony can be found in Volume 9 of that year's congressional report. So he did testify on the Un-American Activities Committee, Washington, D.C., this can be found in Volume 9 of that year's congressional report. During the period I was a member of the Communist Party, I attended... Whoops, what did I just do here? Wow, man, just lost my screen here. This is going in our next newsletter, folks, so I'm reading this from our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Okay, here we are. Let's see. During that period I was a member of the Communist Party, I attended their school, which was located at 113 East Wells Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and operated under the name Eugene Debs Labor School. And that's the same one we have photographs of Martin Luther King being in that communist school at Eugene Debs Labor School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, folks, along with other communists sitting beside him. We have the actual pictures. Here we were trained in all phases of warfare, but psychological and physical, both psychological and physical, for the destruction of any capitalist society and Christian civilization. In one portion of our studies, we went thoroughly into the matter of psychopolitics. This was the art of capturing the minds of a nation through brainwashing and fake mental health healing. The subjecting of the whole nation of people to the rule of the Kremlin by capturing their minds without their knowledge. We were taught that the degradation of the populace is less inhumane than their destruction by bombs. For to an animal lives only once. That's written wrong here. For animals live only once. Any life is sweeter than death, is what they were taught. And that's not true, folks. Living as a slave under these communists, these atheist communists, is worse than death. So, but they were taught that taking over, destroying a population, and enslaving the population is sweeter than death. The end of the war is the control of a conquered people. If a people can be conquered in the absence of war, the end of the war will have been achieved without any destructions of war. During the past few years, I have noticed with horror the increase in psychopolitical warfare against the American public, first in the brainwashing of our boys in Korea, and then in the well-financed drive of mental health propaganda by left-wing pressure groups in America within many of our states. They pass bills which can well be used by the enemies of America to subject a person to torture and imprisonment. Those who preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and those who appoint or oppose the menace of communism are their targets. A clear example of this can be seen in the Lucille Miller case. In this warfare, the communists have definitely stated, you must recruit every agency of the nation marked for slaughter into a foaming hatred of religious healing. Another example of the warfare that is being waged can be seen in the attempt to establish a mental Siberia in Alaska, which was called for in the Alaskan Mental Health Bill. A careful study of this bill will make you see at once that the land set aside under the allotment could not be for any small territory, and the bill within itself establishes such authority that it could be turned into a prison camp under the guise of mental health for anyone who raises their voice against communism and the hidden government operating in our nation today. The hidden government, he says, operating in our nation today. My book was used, this book on psychopolitics, Instructions in Psychopolitics, was used in the underground schools and contains the address by Laventria Berea, who is the head of the KGB, to the American students in the Lenin University prior to 1936. Now, folks, unbeknownst to most Americans, the communists here in America had children, and they sent their children over to Lenin University around 1936 to study psychopolitical warfare on America. And this textbook, in general, is from the Communist Manual of Instructions in Psychological Warfare, and the communist parents sent their children over there, and I'm going to share with you, if we have time today, the announcement by Berea to those American communist students in Lenin University, 1936, if we have the time. But let me go now. Hold on just a minute. Let's finish up Kenneth Golf. He just has another paragraph here, and then we'll go to our callers. He says here, the only revision in this book, Psychological Warfare, is the summary, which was adopted by the communists after the atomic bomb came into being. In this context, you can see the diabolical plot of the enemies of Christ in America as they seek to conquer our nation by subjecting the minds of our people to their will by various sinister means. This manual of the Communist Party should be in the hands of every loyal American, that they may be alerted to the fact that it is not always by armies and guns that a nation is conquered. So said Kenneth Golf, who was then shortly murdered through poisoning after he came out with his book, a synthesis of the Russian textbook on psychopolitics. Let's go to our callers now. Ken, who's on the line?
George in Florida and Harold in Florida. I'm sorry, George in Florida and Harold in Florida.
Oh, okay. We got some Florida kids there. George in Florida, how are you, George? Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Jack. I would just like to, I'm just praying, I'm hoping that a county sheriff, these hate crime laws are passed,
uh-huh,
and these gun control laws are passed, that we can find a county sheriffs like Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Prince did, and
uh-huh,
sue the federal government.
Yes, say, wouldn't that be nice? Yes.
I mean, pray that many county sheriffs would step forward and say, no, we will not enforce these draconian laws.
Would be good, but our sheriffs here in Idaho are just like the ones were in Arizona, that they get tons and tons of money from the federal government if they go along with federal programs. And they also given free tanks and free helicopters. And most of our sheriffs like to play war, like to play soldier, and they like their free helicopters and free APCs and tanks that they're given by the federal government. So it's tough, George, today. The federal government's captured our sheriffs through greed and through money and toys that these guys like to play with.
Well, I think when we started a petition drive in our county, in Pasco County, that we're annexing the charter that the sheriff can no longer accept federal money and that he is self-sufficient by the taxpayer.
Wow. Now, that's fantastic. That's a good idea.
I mean, have that annexed onto the county charter, onto the sheriff's charter, that he can be no longer permitted to accept federal money.
Well, that's a big help, because then they don't have to worry about pleasing the feds, and they can make the feds obey when they come into the county the laws of the state.
I mean that would be a great thing if we just get annexed into the charter.
Yes,
and for the county commissioners not to accept any more federal funds.
That would be wonderful, but, man, I'll tell you what, the government, the federal government has done a very, very evil thing. They've closed down, like up here in the Northwest, they've closed down the living of the people here by closing down the forest using the phony eco-terrorist thing. The sky is falling, we got to close down the forest industry, throwing most of the people in the Northwest out of jobs up here, and also destroying the tax base of the county because the lumber companies aren't cutting as much wood anymore and they're not paying taxes. And then they're closing down the mining, closing down the ranching on public lands. And so they're cutting the tax base paid by the citizens and the companies here, George. And so now the counties, when you go to a county commissioner's office, You hear them all talking about, well, we got to go to the federal government for a grant for this, pay for the roads, pay for the schools. We got to get federal money to pay for all this because the federal government has on purpose closed down all these companies, Brother George, so that now the county commissioners have to have their hand out to the county or to the federal government to pay for things the people used to pay for themselves.
Well, I could just tell by the legislation Congress has been trying to pass that they are very desperate because they know the people are restless. They know that the jig is up and the game is over. And I have a feeling they know the party's almost over.
Yes,
and
right.
we have to educate our law enforcement, saying once this police state and this totalitarian system is in place, the first people they're going to off is the politicians and the police.
Yeah, that's right. The federal or the foreign troops are going to be moving in. Yeah, that's right, brother. Any of them that are patriotic at all will not be able to supervise the American people. Hey, thanks, George, for calling in. You make a lot of good sense, brother. Thanks. Hope you'll call back again, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Harold in Florida. Harold, welcome to the program.
Oh, yeah. Have you got me, guys?
Yeah, I've got you, Harold.
Okay. I keep waiting for somebody to bring up a subject, and nobody seems to be bringing this one up.
Okay, go right ahead.
What happens to a country whenever it's overthrown? The first thing that they do, they put all the men in concentration camps, so we know now why the concentration camps are being built.
That's right.
They're for the white man. Okay, the white women are left on the farms and in businesses, and they bring in the mongrels in to breed these females that owns the property. Then, when they have the children, their children inherit the land that was all previously owned by the white man. People does not realize that this has happened in the Genghis Khan dynasty, the Roman Empire, Russia, Germany, South Africa, everywhere they go, they do this. And nobody has brought this subject up. And once you give up your guns, this is what happens to your wife and children and their children's children.
Well,
people have no idea, you know, what is going to happen if they give their guns up.
Well, we've known for years, Harold, that the international communists, these international criminal elite, do want inbreeding of the different races together. We even have quotes them saying that we're going to have a brown world, because they're causing and we have quotes from some of the communist leaders that they would cause.
Jack, people don't know what this is all about.
To destroy the white race, yes.
Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton both said, "Blessed will be the day when all children born on the face of the earth are of a light brown color."
That's right.
When that happens, it means that they have won. When Christ comes back here, he's coming back after a bride. It says in Revelation 14:3-4 that she is undefiled. The same defilement that it was talking about in Genesis 2, where the angels came and defiled themselves.
Yes.
Can I call you back at a number?
Thanks a lot for calling in, brother. You bring up a very important point. Thanks a lot.
I'm bringing up the very best.
Yes. In fact, let's close up right after the turn.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
This week, folks, I'm just waiting for the music to stop. there. But anyway, we've got to contact our elected things on two very important issues this week. Tomorrow, folks, for sure, get a hold of or go today on your computer or your friend's computer to www.truthtellers.org. Truthtellers.org, and get the information you need to call tomorrow on H.R. 1592. That's the House bill on the federal hate crimes bill, H.R. 1592. It's scheduled to be voted on May 3rd. And if I were you, and I am me, and I will be doing this, I will be calling each day until Thursday to my elected things over and over again, telling them not to vote for H.R. 1592. They don't take very good notes up there. Most of the time they won't know you've called back 3-4 times, all right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, call and say do not vote for hate crimes bill H.R. 1592. Do not vote on any hate crimes legislation. Tell them. Very simple. But you can go very easily and lay this before you pick up the phone, folks. Go to www.truthtellers.org, and all of it's right there for you, so you don't have to stumble around. You can just contact the House Majority Leaders, Steny Hoyer, also your own elected things, elected representatives, I should say, I guess. I get so mad at them and so angry. But anyway, very important, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday that you call each day. It just takes you 5 minutes to call and contact your elected representatives and tell them no on the hate crimes legislation, H.R. 1592. Now, the next one, folks, very important Monday morning and each day, call on the bill to eliminate your ability to have health care, your own health care, going into a health store and getting health vitamins, minerals, and so forth. You're going to lose that if you don't call the Federal Drug Administration and your elected representatives at the same time, the same day. Call them and call them each day once again, and you need to write down this reference number, FDA docket number, okay? You have your pencils and papers handy. Here it is. The docket number you need to refer to is the FDA docket number 2006, D as in David, dash 0480. Once again, FDA docket number 20069, I'm sorry, 6D as in David, dash 0480. We have to get this in by April 30, folks. We have to call by April 30 to the FDA and comment on this. I hope you did it last week. If not, do it tomorrow for sure. And then call this number at the Food and Drug Administration. Remember, they're controlled by Big Pharma. Here's the number, 301 area code, 827-0587. Once again, 301 area code, 827-0587. And then call your elected representatives and tell them no to this bill. Okay, we'll be right back. Well, no. Have a great week. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
It's true.